Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
All right, Ruskin and Sack here with you on ESPN Arkansas and HitThatLine.com. Here we are. Still here in 2024.
Still I'll be darned.
Who'd have had that? Nobody had that. All right. Hope you have already broken a New Year's resolution. Hope you have, because that would make you human.
I can't wait to meet all the new yous out there. And everybody making their pledges. I'm going to do that. I can't wait to meet all of you guys. Exciting. Can't wait.
Yeah. A lot of people. Yeah. All right. Our McLarty Daniel hotline is alive and kicking here at 866-285-4005.
Who's going to get the first text of 2024 read?
Who will it be?
Yeah, who's going to
be? I don't know. Is there like a prize involved?
Not really. No.
You just get the satisfaction of...
Get the satisfaction of being a numero uno.
Right.
And I guess we should start this at 2 minutes after the hour. This hour of the Ruskin and Zach Show brought to you Brian and Ozark Free by Cards.
Yes. We should seriously just laugh for 10 minutes and then go to break, right?
I just saw this. We got some bad news today. You know, Dalvin Cook, the running back formerly of the Jets, just got cut. He only needed 1,036 yards in the game on Sunday to get his $400,000 bonus.
1,036 yards?
Yeah, they cut him for financial reasons.
Sad news to report today that
they cut him 1,036 yards short of $400,000.
He was going to get that, too.
Yeah.
The Patriots aren't that good, but hey, whatever. All right. Okay. Well, I'm happy that it's the two best teams in the final. I'm happy about that. I'm happy that those... God, what words can I use to describe Florida State? Let's start there. I have a lot.
Florida State has nothing to do with this. Florida State... Look, Florida State could have had their quarterback roll out there yesterday and throw for 116 yards. I'm absolutely certain of that. A full-strength Florida State could have done that.
because it was Saturday and there were games yesterday, there's not a lot of a lot of people have already
moved on.
Have moved on and laughed, but I mean, they deserve a great deal of laughter as well. I mean, that was I don't know if that was legal what Georgia did to them. You know what I mean?
Like 25 guys.
I felt like I watched a snuff film, and I don't know what that was.
25
I
mean, guys God. Opt out. 9 of them were on defense. To say that was the Florida State team that ended the year probably isn't fair. Georgia was clearly locked in, ready to go. They had the bulk of their roster, and, man, they handled their business. Now, you know, for those of us that had the, you know, Georgia plus, minus 19 and a half.
Ding!
Yeah,
ding,
really,
ding, ding.
Really needed them to – to. They had it at halftime. It was 42-3.
Oh, let me tell you right now. I went with Sterling.
Listen.
I hit all the college teams. I'm spending Bet Saracen's money for a long, 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 long time now. After this, so that was fantastic.
I was talking
to
Sterling almost all weekend. He went 7-3 in his picks that we gave you on Friday, and if not for two bad beats with Dallas and Indianapolis,
oh God, Dallas,
and if he hadn't changed his pick midway through the segment on the Houston-Tennessee game, he would have gone 10-0.
His instinct was right.
And as it was, Zach had a very profitable weekend, courtesy of Sterling. He'll be on Friday we'll do it again. I've got all 10 games lined up and ready to go.
Yeah. Golly, what a great time.
It was a glorious, glorious thing.
Now, I didn't make it through the second half. So do you know what it's like to wake up and see, like, more money in your account than you had the night before? Oh, it's great.
It was delightful.
Oh, I love it. Way to go, Sterling.
I stayed up all the way to the end of the Texas-Washington game. And, you know, with like 6 minutes to go, you're like, Washington's going to run away with this thing. And then a series of events happened, which got this thing to a seven-point game and gave Texas the ball back with like 50 seconds to go and two timeouts. And, man, they had to slap one away there at the end to preserve it. But, man, Penix is just...
Those are the two best teams. Like, Michigan and Washington are the two best teams, right?
Yes. Yeah, I believe that. Washington, I think I got this number right. 9 of their 14 games have been won by one score, something like that. They haven't played a more than one score game since September. And if they win next Monday night, they will have beaten Michigan and Michigan State and can declare themselves state champs state of Michigan.
In their last year in the Pac-12 before they become conference brethren of Michigan and
Texas,
Michigan State in the
Texas
Big Ten.
Texas would have gotten rolled by Michigan. Michigan's way more physical, and Quinn Ewers sucks. Oh my God. But
can you imagine what Florida State would have done with Michigan would have beat Florida State by 40 points.
I don't think Michigan can score that much. Michigan's not built that way. Penix gives Washington a shot. It's 4.5. Michigan's favored by 4.5. Penix gives them a shot.
God, well, here's good. Another thing. All these SEC homers in the media who can, you know, go stick it as far as I could tell right now. Penix should have won a Heisman Trophy.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best player in that sport, period. Period. He's the best player in that sport. That's all there is. And he should have won it. I mean, that he's incredible. How can you not root for this guy? He's had 4 season-ending injuries in his college career. He's everything. All the people that hate everything out there want people like him. Well, here he is. Hello. Here he is. And still, they don't give him
the
Heisman Trophy. It's stupid.
Back. He's better than Jaden Daniels.
Of course he is.
And, you know, there was one local guy. Well, you know, if you put Jaden Daniels on Alabama's team, that's a national championship. Of course, you put Penix
that's a national championship team. Yeah,
Penix is a better player.
Penix would have run roughshod. If Penix was at LSU, they'd have gone 14-0. I mean, they would have. If you put him in this league, he'd be there. They'd still be playing. He's the best player in the sport this year. And I've watched Washington now like 4 or 5 times, I think. I don't know how many times I've watched it, but he's the best player in the sport.
He threw a ball in the fourth quarter that is the living definition of a dime. I mean, he dropped it over the shoulder of the Texas defender without him knowing the ball was there, right into his receiver's hands. First down. He's got injury issues. So I don't know how that translates to the league, but I really don't care. He's the best player.
I just need him to win next Monday
it.
Night. That's all I care about right now.
Yeah, well, he makes everything right if they win. The Alabama-Michigan game, that felt like the two heavyweights just going at it. But if you're an Alabama fan, and we can talk about it, you got Tommy Reist. I've been dealing with it for years.
Can we talk about this thing for a second? Like, okay, this Alabama-Michigan game was not one of the great games of all time. There were people screwing up left and right. You had an exciting ending, but this wasn't a great college football game.
Now,
I mean, come on.
Now, Michigan special teams are...
was a total tire fire.
Guess who the coach is? Jay Harbaugh.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's it. But it was
Scott Fountain.
Those are the two best defenses of the Final Four. Those two teams have the two best defenses. Oh. The game Monday night will be a little bit higher scoring, and gosh, I can't wait to see Michael Penix go against that.
Well,
defense.
It can't be too high scoring because Michigan won't be able to keep up if it's too high scoring.
J.J. McCarthy is a wonderful game manager. Jim Harbaugh says he's
keeps
greatest.
The car out of the ditch.
He said he didn't on the first play of the game.
Well, that's true.
Harbaugh says he's the best quarterback to ever play the game. I can think of about 10 guys that would like to have a word with him.
And also as a Razorback fan, when you saw how bad Alabama's offensive line was, like, did you feel seen? In that moment, like the center still can't snap the ball after 14 games. You're giving up, you know, 100 sacks. Like, I felt seen as a Razorback sympathizer, not necessarily a fan anymore, because, I mean, they've done nothing to earn my fandom in the last decade or more. So I'm done with them. But I also don't think fans should be hosting these shows, but that's a whole other topic we can do another time. But anyway.
Roger in Missouri on the McLarty Daniel Hotline said that Washington's receivers help Penix as well. Odunze, McMillan, and Polk, they're better than anybody the Chiefs have. Those three dudes can play.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes is looking at those three guys going, really? I can't get three guys like that?
Well, Mahomes is going, I wish I had that guy from Washington. He's pretty good.
He make me a nightmare.
Yeah. That, and they do. They certainly do. But, man, some of those deep balls Penix threw last night, I don't know. Does it look better coming from a lefty, that deep ball?
I don't know.
Ugh.
He's just good.
He's just really, really good.
Yeah. I love that team.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram.
BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
DQ, is January the Monday of months?
I like January.
Okay. 82.4% of you said yes.
I'd like it a lot better if it was 85 outside.
No, I want it to snow.
Good God.
Get out of here.
Friday.
Leave.
I want it to snow.
Leave this place.
Allegedly, Friday, we could see a dusting.
January and February, it snows.
It's so cold.
I'm excited.
I hate it. Oh,
DQ,
God.
Which Pac-12 quarterback do you want QBing your team in a big game? Michael Penix, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, or doesn't matter, they don't play in the SEC?
Bo Nix.
77% of you said Michael Penix. 4% of you said Bo Nix. 18.2% of you, strong with the brand, said he doesn't play in the SEC.
There you go.
Winter weather's quickly approaching. Think your heating and air system is up to the task? Call Kelly and Larry, the champion heating pros at Unlimited Heat and Air, to schedule your heating tune-up and service. 479-225-8809. Our good friend Joey, he's a big Bears fan. And if you're a Chicago Bears fan, I would be terrified right now, because the best two quarterbacks in the Pac-12 played last night and yesterday afternoon, and the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams, who's like the fifth best quarterback in that league.
Yeah, they're already humping Caleb Williams, and I don't think he's any good. So, I mean, it's going to be another one of these bust situations there with them. And I'll tell you another thing. I mean, I love those guys at Washington, those receivers, but if anybody takes one of those guys with the top 10 picks, you will be destined to, once again, be drafting in the top 10. You don't take receivers in the top 10. You got bigger problems than that if you're in the top 10.
Unless they're named like Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson, okay. That he turned out okay.
How'd the Lions do? Nothing with him. Not a thing.
They won their only playoff game in the last 50 years
Nothing. Yeah. You got bigger problems. You don't need to be taking wide receivers in the top 10, if you're in the top 10.
Speaking of which, one of the games that Sterling will pick this weekend for us, the Bears go to Green Bay.
That's right.
With a chance to knock Green Bay out of the playoffs.
I love that.
I do, too.
I hope they
do.
You know,
the Bears have won like 5 in a row.
You know, the Lions knocked the Packers out on the last day last year, didn't they? I think they did.
Yeah.
They beat them on the last day at Lambeau. So, yeah, I would love that very much. That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be pretty exciting.
Justin Fields, the redemption tour, they end the year with 6 in a row. They were ready to leave Eberflus somewhere during a road game.
On Saturday, there's 2 AFC games. We'll cover all this in a little bit on the NFL update. There are, I believe, going into the weekend, there are 256 different seating combinations in the NFC. Just in the NFC, 256 different combinations that could play out. And I'm betting on number 117. That's the one that's going to play.
Just expect the unexpected this weekend.
Right.
It's going to be wild.
Now, we couldn't have a weekend of bowls without someone being completely disingenuous, and that person being Kirby Smart, who gets up there after his team just murdered Florida State right there in cold blood in front of all of us, and said, "Somebody needs to fix this." Okay. I have questions. Number one, who's somebody? Who?
Well, that's
who could fix this?
There's no one.
But
that was the big talking point after the game. After that particular game on Saturday, if you look around, for the most part, bowl games were fairly competitive and well attended and well viewed. This was just the one that got out of hand, and you knew it was going to. Florida State had 25 guys missing. All 25 were contributors in some way.
Yep.
And that doesn't include Jordan Travis. Travis Jordan, their starting quarterback. You knew this was going to happen. But I find it, a full-strength Florida State team could have, with their quarterback, could have given Michigan a game. I don't know if they would have beaten Michigan.
No.
They could have given them a game. Their defense was really, really good. What they put out there just wasn't representative. And Georgia looked probably better than they were. Florida State, I mean, Florida State starting 9 guys of defense, when played. You got to roll guys out in the uniforms. Just because the uniforms are 13-0 doesn't mean it's the same team.
But the statement was, somebody should fix this.
Well,
who's the somebody? And fix what? What is the problem? We can't move forward until we identify what the problem is. What is the problem? People opt in out of the bowl games?
Yes.
Pay them to show up.
Or you move the window. You move the portal window till after the bowl games, which you're going to bump up against, you're going to get pushback from the universities and the academics and get guys to roll, blah, 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 blah. You're going to get into that mess. There's no real way to fix this until these guys have contracts and they are employees.
Then quit complaining Kirby Smart. Like, quit complaining.
But what's Kirby going to go in there and do when he just won 63-3?
I don't know. I would have danced on their grave a little bit. That's what I would have done.
What's the point? I mean, you didn't beat Mike Norvell's Florida State team that went 13-0. You beat a bunch of guys that were at the end of the bench.
Yep.
But I do give Kirby credit for this. He can take his foot off the gas. They kept throwing and they kept running their stuff.
Good.
You
shouldn't. You know what? You want to stop us? Stop us. We're not stopping ourselves.
Well, people were griping about Tennessee yesterday. Up 35-0. By the way, God bless Brian Ferentz. They played 3 ranked teams, got outscored 192-0. Awful. But another, I mean, death, taxes, and Iowa in the under every single time. But Tennessee's throwing the ball up 35-0.
I don't care. That's what they do.
Osweiler's on the broadcast going, I don't know if I like this sportsmanship.
Oh, Osweiler's a clown.
Stop it. Make him stop it.
Who cares what he thinks? He doesn't matter. He's irrelevant. But the Kirby Smart thing was, somebody ought to do something about this. Well, like, who? There's no one in charge of anything to do anything about this. So, I don't know. You know what? You want people to show up for the bowl games? Pay them to show up. That's what Minnesota did. They paid the kid to show up to play quarterback, and he did.
He did.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if everybody's driven by cash, you have to provide people with the thing that motivates them the most, and that is cash. That's how I see it.
But, this goes back to something we were talking about earlier. Stop calling it NIL. It's not. This isn't NIL. This is a handout or a salary or whatever it is. I don't know that you can pay. I mean, how much? Take Marvin Harrison Jr. playing in the Cotton Bowl. How much is he going to take? It's not going to cost $30,000 for him. That's not worth it. You're going to have to pay him $5-10 million to show up. And then because that's what he's going to get in the pros next year. Yeah, you're going to have to guarantee him that money.
Well, then that's what it's going
to
be.
That's what he stands to lose. And I don't know that that's worth it for a bowl game that is not part of the playoff.
Okay. Well, then you're going to keep getting every now and then you're going to get what you got there. And so that's the way it's going to be. But that's been my solution. If you want to fix these opt-outs, pay people to show up. You know, it's the... it started like a decade ago with McCaffrey. You know what? The Sun Bowl featuring Christian McCaffrey. Give him a piece of the gate, and there you go. I mean, come on. I mean, that's it. It's pretty simple.
But what if you've got a team?
And by the way, here's the scam on all these bowls. They operate as a nonprofit. They end up giving like $1,000 to charity, and they keep the other millions themselves to pad their salary.
Okay, take Christian McCaffrey, for example. Let's say
they got the money.
You can pay Christian whatever he wants to play in the Rose Bowl, but what if his left tackle's out, his quarterback's out? You going to pay all those guys too? Suddenly you've got a $20 million bill to get 3 players into a game.
Yep.
And I don't know that that's
well, if you want the talent to show up, you got to pay the talent to show up. That's where we are in college sports. So there it is. That's the only way to fix it.
To avoid what?
Well, if you want, the 8th string left tackle walk-on to play, then,
TV ratings were good. Attendance was good.
Well, that's the other thing.
But where's the incentive for a bowl to say, well, I want 10, or I'm going to pay player X $10 million to show up for this bowl game?
If they don't see it, they won't do it. That's okay.
Look at the Cotton Bowl. I mean, Ohio State's down who knows how many guys. I mean, the quarterbacks in Syracuse, Marvin Harrison Jr. standing on the sidelines. You had a competitive game that was, A, the number was good, and the place was full.
Well, that's the other thing, is somebody should fix this. It's not broken, Kirby. Like, revenue, attendance, ratings, all, like, at really high levels. They're not going to do anything until the playoff draws, like, a .2. Then they'll fix it. There's not that, but as it is right now, they're not going to do anything about it. So, I mean, it's just so disingenuous for these coaches and all these people to bemoan how terrible the system is and then use the system to their advantage to go put 60 points on somebody. I mean, seriously.
He was in a bad spot. He could have put his backups out there and they were going to do the same thing.
There's no one less qualified to complain about the state of affairs than Kirby Smart, another point I would make.
He has benefited quite nicely.
I mean, and the ADs at SEC schools where they're like, oh, this system's terrible. But are we going to be competitive? Yes, we are. Well, you can't. See, this is where Hunter Yurecek deserves a little bit because he's not a hypocrite. Like, he hates NIL and his school sucks at it. So, I mean, he's really the genuine article here. Not one of these two faces that's, you know, hates NIL and then is like leading the parade of paying hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars to players. No, Hunter Yurecek he deserves a tremendous amount of credit for this. He's very sincere on this. He hates NIL and his school is bad at it. So, I mean, he's really, you know, he's not phony about this. He deserves some credit for that, I say.
Can we have the discussion about whether the Big Ten has now passed the SEC? Not just in terms of revenue, but, I mean, they got the best two teams in the country.
Well, they've never been behind in revenue.
No, but now they've got the two best teams in the country.
And you've got Ohio State losing to Missouri, though? I mean, that's not good.
Yeah, Ohio State's down to, like, their 20th team quarterback. I mean, they knock out the 20th team.
Major asterisk for Missouri. Yeah. Major asterisk.
But a win's a win is a win is a win, and they turned it into Kirby got an extension on Saturday, and good for them. They're going to be a problem going forward.
Bad for them.
Well, no, I mean,
bad for them.
I said good for them, bad for us. Yes. No, it's good for them.
I've got Larry on the phone here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Hi.
I think that if people are on scholarship, they're being paid to play.
Mm.
If they're on scholarship, they should be playing.
Okay.
I mean, their scholarship is not enough for them to play?
No, sir.
I'm sorry. That ain't right. If they're on scholarship, they should be playing.
Okay. Thank you.
It's hard to draw a line in the sand like that because you don't want to be the first team to go, you know what? You're on scholarship. You can't force them to play. I mean, we can have the should you versus are you argument. We can have that all day long. I mean, the cat's out of the bag, the cow's left the barn, it's not going to happen. They have it's hard. If Derek is coaching, you know, State Tech, and he says, all of our players are going to play or you're not on the team. Well, you know, Derek's going to run into problems down the line with players who suddenly opt out. You know, you're going to lose out on recruits. You don't want to be the one that's first on a lot of this. I mean, you know, the should you play? Yeah, I mean, you can have that argument. I don't know. But for a guy like, you know, use Marvin Harrison Jr. as an example. If I was advising him, play Cotton Bowl against Missouri or go get ready for the NFL or just don't get hurt, I'm telling him not to go get hurt. Because his future is down the line.
Hmm.
I also had this thought about KJ today, and this is just how old is KJ? He came in what, 18?
He's got to be like 23
years old.
I don't know.
My first 3 years working in the real world, he will earn five times what I make this season playing at Central Florida.
Yeah.
It is for players like him, and you know, at this point in his college career, he's probably going to have to go the free agent route unless somebody just falls in love with him on draft day. Staying in college and earning six figures or whatever it happens to be, It's not a bad first year out of college. That's, you know, that's more money than most people are going to make their first year out of college. So stay in college, get that money as long as you can. Because if you don't make it in the league, then you got to go get a job like the rest of us. It sucks out here. And you're never going to see that kind of money again. So get everything you can while you're there because you're in a bubble. And we say it about this industry all the time. We live in a bubble. We live in a bubble of people who either listen to the show, hate the show, whatever. But we very rarely step outside the bubble and see what the real world is like. Same thing for them. Get what you can while you can and enjoy it. It's never going to happen like this again. You know, KJ may go work in an office and sit at a cube. Nobody's going to come up to him and say, you know what? I want to give you a raise. Yeah, would $750 work for you?
How did I'm lost here. How did Larry saying if you have scholarship you should play in the game turn into bashing KJ for making more money?
I'm not bashing KJ. I'm saying this is the smart move. This is absolutely
KJ wasn't even in a bowl game this
I'm
year.
I'm saying it's the absolute right move for these guys that are moving around and are 25th year seniors. Absolutely, man. Don't go to work. Live the dream as long as you possibly can. I totally flipped on this weekend watching this stuff. Like, you know what? Screw this. If these idiots want to bankroll these kids, do it. Because I went through, I was doing some tax stuff this weekend, and I happened to have my first year of tax returns. What I made my first year was embarrassing.
No.
And I'm like, KJ makes that in a month. Now, go get it, dude. Go get it.
Yeah. Well, I got, here's the thing that I laughed about was, obviously like KJ's timing of his announcement to leave here was clearly tied to his last payment hitting his bank account. And people were like, critical of that move. But that's the smartest thing you can do. You always make sure the check clears before you quit your job. Obviously.
Doesn't the portal close today?
I mean, seriously.
It was.
No, but I mean, when he announced at Arkansas, it was on like the day after like a Friday, which could have been the end of a pay period. And, you know, all this stuff.
That's a smart move if
he did it that way. He deserves credit for that.
The minute he jumped in the portal, the payment stopped.
Right, but I'm saying his last one happened the day before he made his announcement.
Nah.
That's what they're out there saying. And I don't care. That's fine. That's a smart move. What, are you supposed to screw yourself out
Absolutely
of like $12,000?
I mean,
come on.
2 weeks notice as late as possible.
That's right. Hello? I mean, please.
Make sure you...
Oh, you know what? You keep the 12 grand. I'm going to go ahead and do the honorable thing.
Derek, it's a very valuable lesson. Before you step out and branch out and do something that's a little risky, make sure you got the money in the bank behind you.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Arkansas basketball team fresh off their win over UNC Wilmington. They'll open league play this weekend in Fayetteville. Auburn is in town. 1 p.m. tip. We're on the air 12:30 with the pregame show. Game will be on ESPN2.
And we got postgame.
You have
postgame. Well, I mean, there will be postgame.
There will be postgame, yes. You and Matt Jones will do
postgame.
That's
right, so. Yeah. And it will, don't blink, you'll miss it.
This will be a Usain Bolt kind of deal. Your Ruskin and Zach Expos brought to you by our good friends at Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. Give them a call, 479-225-8809 with all of your heat and air questions. Should players who opt out of bowl games not be allowed on the sidelines during their team's bowl game? 86.5% of you said yes. It's a time that we stop lying about our ETA. 71.6% of you said yes. Which Pac-12 quarterback would you want quarterbacking your team in a big game? Michael Penix, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, or it doesn't matter, those teams don't play in the SEC. 76.3% of you said Michael Penix, and is that all of them? Yeah, that was all of them. Oh, no, missed one. Is January the Monday of months? 82% of you said yes. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Polls, brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. 479-225-8809.
Dan in Mount Ida on the McLarty General Hotline predicting UCF over Florida next year with KJ playing for the Golden Knights. Yes. Okay. I see an invitation to New York in his future. That's what I see. That's what I see there. That's going to be pretty good. Let's see here. Steve says, believe it or not, he has a you control the level of chocolate in this bingo card.
Wow. Really?
Way to go, Steve. You searched far and wide for one of those.
Interesting.
It's pretty good. Nate in Fayetteville, Hershey syrup is trash.
No.
Nate, I want you to damage your radio so you're not able to listen to this anymore. All right, thank you. Yeah. Robert in Bull Shoals says Sonny D is nasty. I didn't say it was my best theory. Just what I thought.
What is wrong with Sonny D? It's an orange drink. They don't disguise it as orange juice. You guys need to read some packaging. It's not like saying this is like pulp-free orange juice. It's an orange drink.
I said my theory was that's what kept me healthy 20 years ago, and that was obviously stupid.
Dan in Mount Ida is 100% correct. Take a lap, Nate.
What are you, a Bosco man, Nate? What are you, Nestle's Quick? What do you want? Really? And don't put the powder. You got to get the liquid chocolate syrup.
The powder stuff is okay in a pinch. If you have the option,
don't get in a pinch. Dude.
Chocolate is the liquid.
If I don't have the liquid. If I don't have the syrup, I go to the store. That's what I do. I don't end up in a pinch.
No, you don't.
Well, I send someone to the store
there
on my behalf.
Okay, there you go.
I say, Ernie, go to the store. That's what I say.
Ernie.
He's my personal shopper now. That's what.
All right. You have a personal shopper.
That's right. Well, gated community. Uh-huh. And whatnot. I mean, you gotta, it's the way it is. Corey in Springdale, Brian in Ozark is the sole reason I wanted Texas to lose. All right.
I can't say it didn't.
He
cross
is living rent free in all y'all's head, isn't he?
I can't say it didn't cross my mind last night.
No.
To send out a text like I did on the Oklahoma weekend and get back a profanity laced tirade from him, but I didn't because look, I've been there and it sucks. I've been there three times. Four, actually. But, whatever.
Here's someone saying we're not giving enough love to Ovaltine.
Ovaltine, it's powder. And B, it was one of those, it's the knockoff Hershey's Quick. Remember when they had the strawberry Quick? Strawberry milk, by the way, way underrated. As a child soother and, hangover cure.
Yeah, it'll shut them little idiots up on it. Yeah,
little idiots.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got a better name for them?
Oh, yeah. I got a few.
Yeah. How old is too old to drink chocolate milk? CH, I still drink chocolate milk every now and then. There is no age limit here.
There's nothing wrong with chocolate milk. Don't let these anti-chocolate...
This is all I have left is chocolate milk. Are you kidding me?
Don't let anti-chocolate milk snowflakes tell you that it's bad for you or bad for the environment or anything like that. People like DQ, they always try to steal our joy.
That's right.
Let us have our chocolate
milk. I like chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk's the hill I'm dying on. There are other things you try to steal my joy about. Yeah. Discussion we had earlier today. Stole my joy.
I'm sorry.
We've got, I wanted to, I'll get to the phones here in a second.
Yoo-hoo because sucks too. That's just chocolate water. That's gross.
Okay. Any chocolate milk that is not in the freezer section
is trash. If it's not milk based, it's not chocolate milk.
It's trash.
It's chocolate water.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I remember liking Yoo-hoo because it was just the new thing, but I quickly realized as a child that this isn't any good.
No.
And the real thing is where you need to be. Let me see here. I had a story here. I wanted to find it. before we went to the phone call here. Here you go. All right. So I found the story. And now I want to talk to, on the McClarty General Hotline. Where's my mouse at? God, this is how it ends, isn't it, right here?
Yeah, this is exactly it. how it all ends.
Big Mike is with us. Hi, Big Mike.
Mike.
I knew a guy, well, he's dead now, but he knew a guy who worked at the Sunny D plant. Sunny D, whatever's left of the orange, that's what they make Sunny D out of. You can't go any farther down the line. I mean, there's nothing after that they make it with.
Point of clarification. When you say what's left of the orange, what happened to the
after
orange?
After everybody else gets done making something out of the orange, they make Sunny D out of it.
Oh. Okay. So it's the hot dog.
Dog of drinks.
Okay, got it. All right. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Okay.
That's what it is. It's the hot dog of drinks. There you go.
I didn't know that.
What the hell is that? Go ahead.
What do we got in the science world that's going on?
I saw a perfect vase.
Oh.
I know. It's made out of granite. Perfect. I mean, but the Egyptians made this thing before the flood because they weren't as skilled after the flood. This vase is perfect. You couldn't make that. A guy says, you couldn't make that today with the tools we have, not have it come out perfect. He goes, they measured it in every way they could imagine to measure it. And they go, well, it was 1/75,000th of a millimeter one spot, but we're not sure that's right because we don't think our tool is good enough to measure this thing. They only let them have it because it had chips in it. The other ones, they showed pictures of other ones. They're probably perfect, too. They ain't got no chips in them, so they were made out of granite. Thin wall. Without breaking a hole, you know, it's amazing to see that thing. All right. I guess I could do the end of the world thing.
Let's do the end of the world
thing. Oh, yeah, let's do the end of the world thing.
You can't leave us hanging. Yeah, what do you got?
The end of the world. Now, I ain't even done with that yet, but this guy's... There's actually several of them got it figured out. It's 2046, the world's going to end. The sun will nova. The earth will stop spinning. Now, some of them don't say the earth stops spinning. Some of them say that the continents break loose and move around. But anyway, the water washes over everything. Here in this state would be fairly safe. It's going to come from the west. But most of us are still going to die because right after that, an ice age begins.
We're going on a boat ride, and, huh? Okay.
If you got a boat, but your boat probably won't be able to tolerate the waves.
Mm. Is that what we're seeing out in California? All the rogue waves?
I get the feeling that's from an earthquake they didn't notice or a rock slide. I don't know. I didn't read enough about that.
Okay. So 2046. Do we have a date on that?
No, not an exact date. Okay. Things will get very bad before that anyway.
All right. Good to know.
Most of us are going to die. Well, I won't be here anyway. I'll be dead. The water rushes over the continents, and he goes, and the old guy points at Siberia and Eastern Russia, and he goes, now you think they'd be safe, but all these volcanoes they have over there are going to go off, so they're all going to die over there, too.
Wow.
And, wow. Of course, the volcanoes and earthquakes will happen. You know, the big one over in Memphis will go off.
Hey, they had one the other, like a week ago, Big Mike. Is that thing getting ready to blow its top over there, New Madrid?
They always keep saying it's about time for it to go off again.
Yep.
As far as I know, that's the biggest one ever happened on this continent, 9-point-something.
Right.
Anything big enough to make the Mississippi run backwards is a pretty big earthquake.
Yeah. Well, luckily this time the Mississippi's run dry, so there won't be a Mississippi to run backwards.
Wow. I saw
Oh, yeah.
I saw a video. I saw a video that Neil deGrasse Tyson is saying that a meteor is going to hit the Earth in 2036 if it slips through a keyhole. What's he talking about?
Mm.
That one I didn't hear about. I didn't hear about that. Because, you know, Neil says lots of things. You figure out, you look in his eyes, Neil's hit the wine too early. And well, he'll say some crazy things online, but I guess he's being serious about that. I didn't read about that.
Okay.
So I've heard about other keyhole asteroids. If they go to a certain spot, they'll come back and hit us.
Well, y'all are only one number off. Like you say, 2046. He says 2036. Yeah. So I mean, they're only a decade off or so. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. That old guy I'm watching the videos on. He's dead. He predicted all this like he was in a hurry. He just made one video after another. It's like he knew he was going pretty soon. Of course, people are always predicting the end of the world. You know, what was that guy who kept predicting it back in the 1800s? And finally he died, and his followers finally said, well, he died before it ever happened, and they quit believing in it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel better
but
now.
It's gonna, well, I mean, the Earth's going to stop, and where it stops at, and the sun's pointing at it, it's going to boil off 500 feet of water off the surface of the Earth.
Hmm.
And you don't want it to stop where you're at.
No.
Although it doesn't really matter because it's after that boils off, it's going to rain and hot rain for months, and then it'll start snowing forever to snow all that out of the atmosphere. You know, you get your ice age. I haven't got all the way through all the videos yet. I'm doing it off one of his compilation videos he made, actually.
Is this why ESPN hasn't signed the Bowl Championship Series up past 2040?
Right, well,
I mean, they don't know that they're going to be able to play.
Boiling rain is hard to play in, yeah.
Well, they won't have to pay it anyway because, well, you know.
All right, max out your credit cards, people. Here we go.
I gotta get to the part where he says what happens in, like, the 10 years before that, how bad things get then.
Yeah,
he's got all kinds of stuff about the government building these giant tunnels for people to get in, mostly themselves. And he goes, he pointed at that one. He goes, this was built wrong. All the debris is going to plug it up and they'll never get out.
Well, it is a government operation. So,
wow.
Being built wrong seems about right.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Anyone else with the nickname Big that would like to join us?
Is it ironic? Like, you know, Mike's actually like 5'4".
Call him Big Mike. I don't know.
You can hate that.
You can join us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 866-285-4005. There's not a lot that DQ likes, but I don't think any of us like anything. So I mean, it kind of fits in here.
What? We like lots of things.
I like pasta. That's pretty good. Pizza, steak.
Uh-huh. These are all good things.
Non-food related things.
I like when the car starts. I like that.
That's fun.
It's good. Yeah.
Okay.
I like 5:57 p.m.
That's a great time. It's a terrific time of day.
I like that a lot.
I like it better in the summer than I do in the winter. January is not as much fun because it's dark outside.
I like when it's 70 degrees in the morning.
Not 70 degrees in here.
No. I like outside. It's 70 degrees.
That's solid.
I mean, there's plenty of things I like. We focus too much on the negative.
Right.
We need to work on that. We should be more positive, right? 2024. Yeah. I'm positive that there are things I like.
We just got to go out and find them.
Like prime rib. I like that.
Bet Saracen, here's a text out of the 307, which is Wyoming. What's the line on the end of the world on Bet Saracen? I will I'll get into that. I'll find out. JD, he likes a good French dip sub. Boy, the French dip is underrated.
Pretty good, right?
Very underrated sandwich.
Get the juice. Oh, right. Man. Yeah.
Here's Kevin and Rogers. Do you like your fiance? I think the bigger question is, does she like you?
It's minute by minute. But, yeah, I think everything's okay.
How were things during the Cincinnati-Kansas City game? She's a big Chiefs fan. Now, you're marrying into a Chiefs family.
Well, she's a Chiefs fan. I don't know if anybody else really cares all that much. And, well, she worked up there for a while, so that's when.
With the Chiefs?
She worked, no, not for the Chiefs. Oh, okay. She worked in Kansas City, and she likes to point out, and she's perfectly, she should point this out. She liked them when they were bad. So all these people that have hopped on the gravy train with Mahomes and Andy Reid, no. She goes before that. So she has a little bit more credibility than some of you hacks out there.
As her quarterback?
Well, Mahomes.
No, but originally, was it Trent Green?
Alex Smith.
All right. I mean, we're not in the Wayback Machine.
No. She worked there, you know,
like, Steve Bono.
Like 10 years ago or something. Okay. But, I mean, like, she did work up there and before Mahomes arrived. So she has a little bit more credibility than some of these front runners out there, you know, wearing their Kelsey jerseys and on and on. Yeah.
He's done.
I'm about sick of that guy.
He's just done.
Yeah.
He got love all over him.
He needs to take the money. And then go spend her money and just sit around and do podcasts all day. That's what he should do. He doesn't need this.
But once he leaves the NFL, his name, you know how this goes. It's going to fade. And his star will fade. He will become known as that guy that Taylor's married to.
Right. Right. Well, there's ways. If only there were ways for celebrities who aren't working to keep their name in the papers. If only there was a way to do that.
Oh, wait, there is.
You tip off TMZ when you go somewhere, and they take a bunch of pictures of you. That's how you do that.
Yeah, here's
he's not going anywhere.
Was your fiance old enough to be there during the Joe Montana era?
No.
Okay.
No. No, but I had a Joe Montana jersey,
a Chiefs.
Yeah, Montana. 19. Yeah,
how old are you?
Yeah, I remember that.
I think I still have my Montana Niners jersey.
What somewhere. I used to do is I would get money for my birthday and then immediately go to McCain Mall and spend it all in one afternoon. And one of those trips, I bought a Joe Montana jersey.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, you can't have that just sitting there burning a hole in your pocket.
I would go to Radio Shack and Champ Sports.
I'll ask.
Or maybe what another athletic
Why
store back
then. Why did you go to Radio Shack?
Well, you know, get a microphone or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, for Mix 96.
That's right, yeah. Get equipment. Right. Yeah, that's right.
It's like getting your tax refund.
That's right.
It's like, man. Station needs new flags.
That's right.
Did you have remote equipment?
I mean, it was all remote equipment, really, when you think about it.
Did you do, like, remotes from the living room, the dining room?
We went to the car dealer a lot, did a lot of remotes out there. That's what we did. That's what we did.
Mix 96 is on location.
That's right.
Hey, yeah. It's Derek here.
That's right. The car lot being the park, the carport where the car was parked. Yeah, that's what we did.
Please tell me you interviewed your dad.
Please. I never interviewed him. No. They like to pretend that I was normal and just ignore me back there while I was talking to myself. And now, look what it's gotten me. Now, look at this career I have. I mean,
anytime they start throwing that at you that you had an abnormal childhood, just point out that when you were doing an actual remote from their house, your mom was bringing you baby teeth. Okay.
I was. We were on the air when that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my 40th birthday when we did that.
That was a good time.
For you,
we had a good time with that one.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk to on the McLarty Dino hotline. JW is here. Hi, JW.
Wow, it's an all-star day.
Hey, hello. Hello, y'all. Hey, you gave a shout-out for the bad people's call, so I am officially the big bad wolf. I am... mostly just huffing and puffing on cancer sticks, but I still fall in that category. But are y'all having a good new year?
Yeah, why not? Well, we're only 48 hours into this thing.
Yeah, I need a little more time before I judge the year.
I'm working on my brick wall stand-up routine. This is a totally radio FCC approved appropriate thing. So, I mean, you can keep your hand on a button, but You won't have to, I promise. Anyhow, this guy gets up. It's a New Year's Day. He's getting ready to go to the grocery store to get a few items that they need. And his wife says, "Hun, you know, I want us to have a good year this year. You know, I want us to get a little bit closer. So if you don't mind, stop by the pharmacy on the way home and pick up something maybe that'll help you a little bit in the bedroom." Well, he gets back, and then he says, he brings in the groceries. He says, "Well, did you stop at the pharmacy?" He says, "Yeah, I got what you asked for." "You did, hon. That's so sweet." And he throws her a bottle of diet pills. Big, big bad wolf out.
Okay. What was the punchline? The diet pills. Yeah. Okay, we got one joke. What do we do with the other 4.5 minutes?
Okay. I don't think DQ approved of that one.
We need to get JW to an open mic night. But, I mean, we're going to need... This material needs a lot of help.
We're still waiting on a couple of things with him. One, we got to find the money. Two, we're waiting on the script. By the way, we've been waiting on the script for a year.
Yeah.
A calendar year we've been waiting. So that still hasn't come around. I understand that you're moving on to stand-up, but maybe we finish one project first. Finish a task, cross it off the list, let's move on to the next one. I'm a big list guy. Cross stuff off. I love to cross stuff off.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, it feels good to cross something off.
It does. Oh. Absolutely feels great to cross stuff off the list.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very satisfying, gratifying, whatever you want to do.
Gratifying, satisfying, whatever you want to call it. Right. It's needed.
Whatever it is, I like it.
Whatever it is, I approve.
That's right.
Whew, okay.
All right, here we are. This is ESPN Arkansas on HitThatLine.com. Ruskin and Zach on a Tuesday afternoon in the new year, 2024. Yes, we survived somehow.
Still here.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Anybody got anything?
No. All right. I'm good.
Okay. People are naming old chiefs.
Yeah, thanks.
In the McLarty Daniel hotline, Steve DeBerg.
This is because
Elvis Gerback.
This has become almost like a I need to prove to you that I'm an old school Chiefs fan.
Well, this is done all the time around here when people complain about the Razorbacks and point out on their caller. I've been a fan since 19 blank.
Yeah, fill in a blank. Like I don't need your papers.
Like, I don't care if you've been here for 10 minutes. If you're not happy, you know, you should not be happy or whatever.
JT has clarified it. We were in between satisfaction and gratification. Ty would say it's gratification.
That's right. Those are two words that you know,
gratisfaction.
Well, you can make a few jokes there and get everybody in a whole lot of trouble. So we got to be very careful with satisfaction and gratification. We can't joke around too much here. We got to keep this, you know, a family friendly organization.
The
here.
Word so. Self in front of it, and you're fine.
See, now you messed everything up.
Fine.
So now what do we do? I want to talk to the guy about scholarships again. That was my favorite part so far today.
Well, he was very adamant about his belief. And look, he's not wrong. There's nothing wrong in this because there are no rules. Everything's an opinion. All right, he thinks, you know, if you get your scholarship, you should be required to play. I agree.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the scholarship's not nearly enough for the billions of dollars that this sport generates. So that plan is illegal.
This is what he believed. It's fine with me. Everybody's entitled to their opinion at this point. Nobody is wrong.
Matt and Rogers is next here. Okay. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing today?
Living the dream.
That's my phrase. I love it. listen, I wanted a micro-analysis on some key moments in that game last night. I don't think everybody wanted to talk about that, you know, the injury on offense, whether that rule should have been in place or not, you know, and, you know, winding the clock, stuff like that. That's pretty obviously that played a key role and whether they should have taken a knee or not versus an injury happening on offense. But I wanted to point out a couple things that I don't know if anybody else pointed out, but after Texas kicked that field goal with 109 on the clock, then they did the onside. No time ran off that clock. I watched it live and was like, well, how can even just 1 or 2 seconds not come off? And then sure enough, if you go to the box score and the play-by-play, it's 109 field goal good, 109 onside recovery. Again, how can 1 or 2 not come off
the
clock?
Okay, I can actually answer that question. That because as soon as he caught the ball, he was on his knee. He was down. No time goes off the clock. As far as the play calling goes, I think what Kalen DeBoer was thinking was if they get the first down, the game's over. And if they didn't, they were going to have to. The idea of run 6-7 seconds off the clock. If he doesn't get hurt, that clock winds down to about 19 seconds. Then you punt the ball.
Like 18.
And, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, ball game.
So, I mean, that's the thinking. The rule is, hey, if you fall down, if a guy gets injured on your team, it functions as a timeout. And that's the rule. Yeah. That's why he didn't, DeBoer's not, going absolutely nuts at the end. My question is, why do you have a guy with a bad foot in the game with 50 seconds left? The guy was hobbling around for the entire fourth quarter. And all you needed to do was run somebody straight ahead, run off 6 seconds, let that clock burn. I didn't quite understand why he was out there.
Well, not only that, but you know, he had a bum ankle in the Pac-12 title game. So you already knew you had it. Then this is now you blew, I think the knee's blown. I mean, I think he's done for the next game, which is a big deal. But there was one more little micro analysis I want to ask, show y'all one more thing. Did y'all see that when Ewers is throwing the ball kind of out of bounds and the clock went off, but then they put one more back on? Did y'all see why 1 second was allowed back on? The ball boy, who was a Texas ball boy, caught the ball. If that guy sidesteps or if that ball boy isn't there, that ball absolutely travels one more second and hits the ground.
All right,
it didn't matter, but it almost mattered.
But this is the Bartman
That's
rule.
Crazy.
This is the Bartman rule. If you're standing there and the guy throws a ball at you, you're not going to get out of the way. You're going to catch it. Same thing with Bartman on the fly ball. Everybody in the crowd reached for it. He's just the one to make contact with it. It's just a reaction.
No, I'm just saying how crazy. How, like, the right place at the right time, like, had he just been a few feet one way or the other, he obviously instinctively he grabbed it. I would have done the same. It's just, what are the odds that he was right there where Ewers was scrambling? It's just insane that allowed one more second. It's just what could have been. It's just crazy.
Are you a Washington fan?
No, man. I'm a Razorback fan.
Okay. I was just wondering. You know a lot about Washington.
I thought there was a better team.
Most people haven't seen Penix play. I was just wondering. Yeah. Most of the east and south part of the country found out that Michael Penix last night plays quarterback for Washington.
I knew. I love him. But
all right.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. All right. 15 after the hour.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.